Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
That'd be great news.
Yeah, every now and then I have a moment.
Oh, my God. That'd be phenomenal. Solve all the world's problems right there. Anyway, 5 o'clock hour, Jay Foreman, DP Austin Orman.
We can solve the world's problems pretty quick.
Hey, there's only one thing I cared about a couple weeks ago. We just got to get it pushed over the line.
There we go.
Need my grass cut. Anyways, we're live here at 1040 O Street. A great temperature day. The wind is brisk, so batten down the hatches. Hopefully that's a good sign because Nebraska needs to come in to Louisville tonight like a brisk win and dispose of those Penn State Nittany Lions. But we are the Old School Crew, brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. Fellas, the portal, a lot of stuff going on. I want to talk about the interesting idea. I know we did our, rundown or whatever, but, they kind of go hand in hand. And it was a big picture thing. The portal is present and it's going to softly close, I think, Sunday in a dead period. Then it's closed for a little while. But I think the big news yesterday was the Vanderbilt quarterback went and fought for an extra year, meaning from having the JUCO year, I guess, taken off his record or not held against. So he has another year of eligibility. And he went and I guess he was said, I think he just said, hey, let me see if this works. And it's the perfect time to bring a lawsuit or an issue to the NCAA because you're winning at a magnificent rate. It was like your win percentage back, maybe 5-6 years ago was in the low single digits. Now you're in the high double digits to win. He won. And now he set the precedent, not only for football players, basketball players, baseball, and every sport, men or women. I'm going to give my perspective on what it thinks. I think it's two vast different ways that this could happen, right? Obviously, I think it's going to hurt high school recruiting as this 105 already was going to. And I think in some way, and then here's where I think it's really going to hurt high school recruiting and sports, and I want your guys' opinion. I think, which is going to suck because we all like watching high school sports. We've all been involved. I think it's going to potentially, this is maybe, well, I say 5 years down the road. It might be next year. You're going to start to see kids opt out of playing high school sports. Just follow with me here because now I think you're going to see JUCOs being used at places to place players, develop players. Because if I need 2 years to develop, send me to a JUCO, and I still have 4 years of eligibility, right? This is why I don't think your kids will play high school sports. They'll still be in high school. They'll graduate. They'll be trained. They'll probably play more club sports, and then they will go right into feeder programs or potentially feeder programs to get ready for college. Because now there is obviously a reason to play high school sports, but everything that's happening at the upper levels is taken away from it. Because if you think about this, just imagine, I can imagine myself, Jay Foreman never lifted weights, right? Was a good football player, but didn't pass the eye test. If you wanted to send me to a JUCO, right? And obviously financially taken care of, that to a coach that you trust and a program that you trust, and I still have 4 more years. Now, I might not play 4 more years at once I get there, but I can go there, play some football, develop on and off the field to somebody you trust, and I have a place to go out of high school, I'm actually going to get ready right then, right now. I'm going to play club basketball or football. Now you can't play club football, but I'm going to play I'm more thinking about basketball. You're going to see club basketball being played during the fall, going right into JUCOs as a like an offset from this ruling, because high school players aren't going to get recruited as at a higher rate. So if you know that eventually, instead of thinking like, hey, I might go Division II and you most likely going JUCO. Well, if I'm going to get ready to JUCO, because I know I got to go to JUCO on a mission to get out of there quick and develop, I got to develop before. So essentially, you're going to be early enrolling in the JUCOs if you can versus early enrolling in the colleges, because that's your next step versus, all right, I have a good high school senior year, and then I'll start getting some looks. You ain't going to get those looks no more.
Well, I'm going to swing the other way. That prep schools, prep academies have already existed.
Sure.
The template is already there. And placement programs have already existed. They've already existed. What it allows you is if you are a late bloomer in high school, because there are people that that happens. I'll give a specific case in point in my situation. That ahead of me in center field at my high school was a player who he was a 3-year starter. They pushed him through. I sat an extra year watching him, learning. And yeah, I didn't get the reps that I would get, the live game reps, but I was a part of the program and I was forming. In order to do the very next job that I was going to do, which was going to start in that outfield as a senior. And I had to honor that. I had to work the whole year. I had to I had no excuse for not having academic success because I didn't have the burden of I was prepared. I was preparing like I was going to be the starting center fielder, but I didn't get the opportunity. Okay, he graduates. I'm the guy now. Behind me is a guy who is an absolute stud, 6'3", 205 pound, ran a 4.640, an absolute dude, right? He also had to sit and wait a year looking at me. Because I didn't have the junior year full vast experience that everybody else had, my college resume looked a little bit lighter than everybody else. Except I was in a program that developed next level baseball players. So I went. Now, the summer that I graduated, I immediately went to junior college summer league baseball. And I went down there and I showed out under the eyes of the Division I program that was looking for me to put me there. And so from June to July, I earned my spot. The guy behind me ended up going playing in Norfolk State. Because
Michael Vick, you.
Right, that he had put in the work.
Right.
And it existed. Had I gone directly from there to VCU, I would not have had the experience. I wouldn't have had the work ethic. I wouldn't have had a plan for operation. If you are behind somebody, it's the Jay Foreman principle. If I'm behind somebody who's good and it means something to me, I better get better. Yeah. High school athletes who, if it means something to you, you will figure out, you know what? I just have to get better. Have to get better. And yeah, the middle of the pack guys who would end up barely going to JUCO or walking on somewhere and never really paying you, as you said, you're part of the program, but you're not really participating. Okay. You were lucky to be a part of it anyway. And you had an opportunity being in the program to change your location in the program and to change your space. So again, everything that's happening while being talked about newly is a thing that's already existed. And ultimately, as Jay Foreman says, comes down to, that's a choice. Yeah. Like whether you gonna let somebody, some borderline senior beat you out.
Yeah.
When you had the opportunity to work right next to him and kick his tail and you just didn't, you think a college coach is going to go, well, oh, he let DP beat him out.
Yeah, I mean, it's Austin, we'll bring it. I think it's the landscape of high school sports is significantly different.
Yeah,
Okay. That's number one. That's where I come up with it. Because I'm not just looking at what they ruled on yesterday or the day before. I'm looking at high school sports in itself. So you talk about it and be invested and be willing to work for it. Mm-hmm. That is gone. Mm-hmm. That has been that fabric of that. I'm talking about the masses of athlete in the athletes is gone. And for high school kids looking for a path in a center, you see it. We talk basketball all the time. These kids think power five or now power four or bust. They view it because that's why you see kids fashionably will turn their nose up at Division III. And heck, we just saw Division II go to work on Doug Gottlieb up there. They'll turn their nose up at that, but they'll go to a prep school and play essentially another year of high school basketball, thinking and hoping that they're going to get the prep school experience of like a Cooper Flag or somebody like that that's going to Duke, right? He was going to Duke. He was just going to get it, to get high-level competition. Prep schools aren't playing that type of schedule. But if you get the flood of athletes and opportunity for a higher percentage at JUCOs, already playing JUCO-level competition with no, I'll call it like ramifications against your eligibility, I'm going to be ready for that because I'm going to JUCO with a purpose versus when we came out, guys are going to JUCO like your grades are bad, you're a knucklehead,
yep.
You do too much stuff. Now it's like, oh, now the JUCOs are going to be more competitive. Mm-hmm. Now those relationships are actually going to be level to level. So you see some, if you see some teams, and we've seen a lot of great players come through here in Nebraska, you know, Levante David, heck, our own Terrell Farley, our Mike Rozier, who won a Heisman, and a plethora of guys that went to JUCO, you're going to see it come around again. It's always been done, DP.
Yeah, reclassification has existed.
It's always been, right? It's the kid that's 20 years old and when he graduated. Here's where it's different. Now there's going to be money into those JUCOs. Now you're going to see it going down versus always going up.
Well, I like the idea. I was never a fan of reclassification because it was a full concession that I'm just not ready. But it takes some level of awareness and the adults around you to say, quite frankly, you're not ready. I can tell you, had I reclassified, I'm a different recruit at 165 pounds versus, excuse me, the 190 that I ended up walking into that next year with because my diet changed, my nutrition changed. I got full access to a weight room. I literally went down and played Virginia Tech in baseball that summer after I graduated. And I walked it, the football coach walked up to me like, wait a minute, aren't you the W&L kid?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. He goes, man, if I had known you were going to grow up like this, I would have went ahead and gave you the money.
Yeah, it's another year that
development.
That maturity. Your body matures. And then also to what your point, and also I want you to come in here, is reclassifying to graduate older is one thing. Also, guys are reclassifying, like we've seen our boy AJ, to graduate early. That's fine. The JUCOs in the lower levels potentially could get money. It will be more appealing to younger kids. And they might bypass. Listen, if you got skills and you think like, okay, I need to go do a year at JUCO and I don't really have a good high school situation. Say your high school coach is just a guy, mm-hmm. right? He ain't really trying to help you. Why would you go play? Like, I would really ask you, Austin, why would you go play high school basketball, football, basketball? If you know the situation, like if you're in from Philly or, you know, public schools in Philly aren't, you know, or whatever, why would you do that? Or would you just say, you know what? I'm going to play club basketball. I'm going to be training. And I'm going to JUCO, and I'm going to be in JUCO, and I'm putting in work, and I'm gone to wherever I'm actually really wanting to be.
So I think my answer to that question would be, I'm just going to look right down the street here at my alma mater at Lincoln Lutheran, right?
Mm-hmm.
Carrie Linebach has committed to Nebraska volleyball. She's in next year's class. She signed. For the community, it is great to have Carrie around. But for Carrie's, you know, development, not every coach, you know, that she's ever had in her life has been Sue Ziegler, who's won all the state titles, right? Mm-hmm. Who is a good coach, right? So in some cases, it makes sense. Let's go national here for Cooper Flagg, right? Why would he develop in rural Maine as opposed to taking his talents down to Montverde, right? It is absolutely the same thing. And the more that I have to try to wrap my brain around this, it is so good for the community to have a touchstone athlete like that. Say, look what this community did. Look who came out of us. We are proud. We are rallying behind this young person. And I don't know if communities are more on board. Oh, we need to keep them here and play because we're proud of them. We want to see them. Or, yeah, go do your thing. You're a big shot. You're a superstar. And here's the thing. It's not up to the community. It's up to the individual to do what's best for them, because it is such a small percentage of athletes, I think, that would do this, right? To be the top 1% of high school athletes. It's not like me, right? I was one of those late bloomers, right? But I also knew I was going nowhere, right? Could I have played D3 level, NAIA level? Yeah. Seeing some of the guys that I played with that went to play, yeah, I was better than them. I could have played. But I also knew, guess what? That's not going to get me anywhere or as far in life as let me play out my high school, represent people I want to represent, have my fun with it, get what I want to out of it, and then I know what my next step is, right? The Cooper Flags are going to go play for Montverde always, right? That's where I like prep schools as opposed to JUCOs. That's such a small percentage of kids that it's worth worrying about. It's worth talking about. But then the money issue comes into play, because that's the Diego Pavia thing. He is saying, his argument was, you're not allowed to count my JUCO years against me because you're limiting my economic earning potential. His case, there's a whole paragraph here from the decision from the judge. Basically, they don't count high school eligibility against kids, even though they can be earning college credit, right? Even though they can still play against, you know,
well, it's not the NCAA.
Well,
because the NCAA wasn't smart enough to boundary that and lock that in full legally, that this group of schools, member charter schools, business partners, were under their real purview. Mm-hmm. And then the other part of it is, think of the 40 players who would go off the 105 simply because they're not one of the best 105. Mm-hmm. Then let's take another 10, that injury, et cetera, otherwise. But folks who choose to be a part of a program and a walk-on situation, if they were smart, if they were wise, if they were aware, that community aspect, and there's money. Let's say Kearney. Let's just say Kearney.
Jacob Weber's out there. He's a 2026 or 7 guy.
Kearney, let me ask the question and give me the honest, immediate reaction. If Kearney somehow had those 50 bottom players who were on the roster at Nebraska but never got to play, never got to dress out, and could put them on the field, what would that do for Kearney? How good would they be? How much money would come in the door? How many more endorsements? Right. How much more sponsorship? And then how much more pride in having 40 additional Nebraska kids, high school kids, who could go directly to Kearney and build their resume? And you remember, they could still transfer up.
Right. You could go. I mean, the way it is now, as long as you're in good academic standing, you can go back and forth. And so I just think it's an option. We're all saying the same thing. Now, obviously, on the extreme end, you're going to have like the Miami Hurricanes tight end that's been in college football.
You'll have professional college athletes.
Yeah, he's like 27, 28 years old, and that's fine. And it's no different than Chris Winkie going and flaming out in baseball. And he wins the Heisman. And it happened.
I was in BYU. Like, come on. There are 26, 27-year-olds playing college football.
Sure.
And you use the excuse that religion was the reason why that was appropriate, not really adjusting the fact that you allowed them to go away for 2 years and let their bodies mature physically for 2 years.
And mentally, which is most
of the right. And emotionally, the right? Yeah. All that maturity. And look, you can argue what you want to argue. I think the value of it for me is the opposite end, that it really does give an opportunity for, if you really want to play at the next level,
right?
There, that on a local level, there are schools, Wesleyan, Kearney,
Iowa Western.
If you were on purpose with saying, hey, Jay Foreman, I need for you to round up all of the best high school players who want to play at the next level, but they want to stay in the state of Nebraska.
Or close by. Yeah. Yep. I mean, it's a tremendous opportunity. You know, I look at it like now, the NCAA is like a field waiting to be bombed. And they can't do something until they tell you no. You know what I mean? As long as you're not committing any violations. If you create a partnership just with Westland, Kearney, Iowa Western right now, make them tell you no. Make them tell you no, because this is a perfect time. Speaking of Nebraska, now granted, I don't know all the little language and all that. I'm just going off what I've read.
Come on, Ivy League.
No, sorry. No, if they pass something else, I get a lot. I start to philosophize now, Austin. No, we can go there now. We can go Jay Foreman after dark, after I cut the grass a little bit.
Right.
Just pump your brakes there, young guy. But I would do it right now. I would try to say, you know, because I think right now, whether you're a club coach program, if you're even a high school program, if you really take advantage of this situation and learn how to sell it and actually be invested in it, not only with your time and your mindset, you could really be ahead of the curve in colleges as well. And it could be just a handshake type of deal. But if you do that, I think this is just my opinion. Now, you have to make sure that you have kids that stay the course, understand the vision, don't get in their own way. And that's always going to happen. You could really turn the corner a lot faster because now they have shown you can actually go in front of a judge and fight some things and actually win. That's what really was the stop sign. You never won anything. I mean, heck, the one kid down in North Carolina that was the receiver, he had everything lined up. He had a family issue. Remember, it was like they had a little note in there, an amendment. If you have a family issue, somebody's sick, intimate family. It was his dad. He didn't get it. And then he missed what, half of his senior year. And then he finally played. He ended up going to the NFL. But you got to think, those six games probably hurt his draft stock, let alone made him a higher percentage potentially to be injured. So now if you do it, if I see an Austin or a DP or a Jay Foreman, I'm like, okay, listen, let me find somebody that's going to fund some NIL like this. Let me make sure you guys go to one of the colleges that I mentioned and I create a partnership with them. And I say, listen, this is what I need from them. Now they got to earn it. So you can't go out there and be, lazy and aloof out there. But if you guys show up and be ready and you start to put in the work, now my lower half of my roster has expanded.
And it serves your greater purpose.
Right. And it serves both.
Right.
Them and you.
You rallied business leaders to build a new baseball facility.
Right.
Right. To improve everything about it. And if you told me that you were going to build not only club play, but lower
developmental
level play.
You could do all of this stuff.
It just requires, but here's, you said it's more like bombing the field. I think it's more like farming the field. That if somebody had the nerve and the wherewithal to just say, you know what, I'm going to be proactive and I'm going to go into business with Kearney, Wesleyan, et cetera. Now, the Kearney kids, that's a different pool of kids and a different pool of revenue. Money is not so much the issue, right? So players who have money, look, we Wesleyan folks have, I don't want to say talk about people outside of school, but money is not really the issue.
Right.
And then if Kearney pulls one group of Nebraskans and Wesleyan pulls another group, listen, you're in business if you have the ability and forethought to simply partner with Kearney and these other member institutions to be your feeder system directly. Yeah. And it allows you to keep people. You can monitor the players. They're easy access, much easier to scout. Hey, right here in the state, you get regular reports. You can get coaches in those spaces that run similar systems, teach similar verbiage, go through the different technology, same schemes, same academic program. So that, guess what? Easily transferable from Kearney, and you don't lose any credit hours. Boy, mom and dad are really happy about that. Plus, they get to see their baby actually play. And it's just it takes some forward thinking and somebody to be proactive.
An initiation, and you're going to have to bring some people in there that would do the right thing. So it takes a team. And if you do it, your main team could be at the forefront. And once you be at the forefront and you have a precedent, then they can't maybe not touch you, and you'll be ahead of the curve, kind of like Nebraska did with the weight room. So anyways, we'll take a quick break, come back. We're going to talk about the portal. It has grown. I was watching it, and as we had our 15-minute segment, five more guys went in the portal. And it's really interesting because you always go to the top now. We'll see where they're at once we take a break. We'll see if a couple more get in there. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Is your phone system holding you back? We know how important smooth, reliable communication is for your success. Whether your team is working from the office or on the go, you need a phone system that keeps up with your busy day. At Hamilton, we offer business phone systems that adapt to your needs, making every call clear and every connection simple. Upgrade to a Hamilton business phone system where advanced features meet unmatched reliability. Are you ready to transform how you communicate? Better phones, better business. Hire Hamilton at HamiltonIsBusiness.com.
Looking for your next big opportunity? Constructors is hiring. We're looking for experienced mechanics to join our family-owned team. We offer competitive wages, great benefits, brand new service trucks, OEM-level diagnostic software, and career growth opportunities. Positions include lead and A-level mechanics for our shop and multiple field technicians. If you're driven and ready to grow with a company that's been around since 1908, apply today at ConstructorsLincoln.com.
At Koppel, during the holidays, we take time to cherish our terrific staff, community, and loyal customers that continue to drive that money-saving mile to Lewisville, Nebraska. Hi, this is Sean Callahan. I can proudly say I bought my car at Koppel. If you are in the area, I invite you to stop by Koppel Chevrolet GMC's offices in Lewisville or check them out online at koppelcars.com. On behalf of Koppel Chevrolet GMC, Merry Christmas and safe travels to all.
Attention all wing fans! Buffalo Wings and Rings has daily specials that will make you want to stop in on all days of the week. Kids eat free on Mondays, and on Tuesdays, enjoy 89-cent boneless or traditional wings at a price that makes the whole family happy. And come back on Wednesdays for $1.29 chicken tenders all day long. Get to Wings and Rings today at 68th and O or in Williamsburg Village.
Hi, I'm Steve Carper for Old Street Carpet. For Christmas, we're doing everything possible to help you spruce up your home without making a dent in your holiday budget. If you need new wood flooring, new carpet, ceramic tile, vinyl, area rugs, or custom blinds, you'll want to shop at Old Street Carpet. We offer 12-month same-as-cash financing, Lincoln's best selection in stock, free in-home measuring, and we'll install it right away. Old Street. 1732 O Street. We want to make you a customer for life.
Hey everyone, Lance here with Black Label. We specialize in creating custom crafted decks, pergolas, patio covers, and more. Plus, our retractable screens, gazebos, and patio enclosures create the ultimate outdoor retreat. With over 50 years of combined experience, we're not just builders, we're creators of unforgettable memories.
Call them today at 402-730-6333 or visit blacklabelbuilt.com for a free consultation.
Let's turn your backyard dreams into reality.
Black Label Built, built to serve, built to last.
League One Volleyball is coming to Omaha this January. Featuring Olympic medalist Jordan Larson and Justine Wong-Arantes, Love Omaha Volleyball is Omaha's newest pro team. The inaugural season will showcase some of the world's best volleyball players, from medalists to NCAA champions and international superstars. With the action kicking off on January 24th at the Liberty First Credit Union Arena. Visit LOVB.com for more information and to purchase tickets. Volleyball is the next major league.
Step into healing at Prairie Orthopedic and Plastic Surgery. Our team of top-notch medical professionals turns pain into progress with state-of-the-art treatments and compassionate care. Visit PrairieOrtho.com and discover the difference in quality orthopedic and plastic surgery services tailored to your unique needs. Your health matters, and Prairie Orthopedic and Plastic Surgery is dedicated to helping you thrive. Reach your full potential. Embrace a better tomorrow with Prairie Orthopedic and Plastic Surgery.
If you're sick of catering from the same places every month, it's time to switch things up. Mulberry Barbecue is perfect for business lunches and dinners, family gatherings, holiday parties, wedding receptions, rehearsal dinners, and so much more. Delivery and full service options are available, and they can cater for anything from 10 people to 500 people. Call them at 402-937-7114 to look at their menu options and get your catering booked today. Mulberry Barbecue, located at 11th and Cornhusker Highway.
Ever wish you had another light switch on the other side of the room on a dark night? How much better would you sleep at night if you had a ceiling fan in your room? The High Electric Service Department is here to make your electrical what-ifs a reality. Whether you're looking to replace some outdated light fixtures or brighten up your counters with under-cabinet lighting, High Electric can handle all types of residential electrical installations and services. Give Erica a call at 402-466-6606 or visit high-electric.com to get started.
Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A ticket and theticketfm.com.
Anyways, we're back. Jay Foreman, DP Austin Orman. Good segment there, man. Man down in Vanderbilt, man, he's had a great year. You got to think, we'll get into the portal, and he's part of the portal. You got to think he played for Jerry Keel down there at New Mexico, right? Or New Mexico State, excuse me.
Yep.
They went to Auburn and broke off Auburn, got a fat check, and trolled them like no other on social media. Jerry Keel just, I guess he resigned, and he was actually the godfather to leave your head coaching post, and now he's like the senior offensive coordinator analyst at Vanderbilt. This young man goes into the portal. Mind you, no star recruit. Has a really good career and is able to go to Vanderbilt. Legendary status now as the upset victory over Alabama. And then to the cherry on top, he's like, you know what? I like this Vanderbilt. I like this thing down in Vanderbilt. I like that they take the goalpost and take it all the way 3 miles into the river. I want to try to do this again. And I'm going to try this lawsuit and see if I can recoup some money because I'm sure his NIL opportunities next year is going to be, his offseason is going to be pretty cool. And he wins it. And now you see where it could be in the future. So that's a good segment there. If you guys didn't get to listen to it live, make sure you go back and listen to it on the podcast. That's a pretty good 20-30 minutes there. But my favorite part of the day is this is every day. I check the portal 3 times. Is the portal?
He's a stalker.
Are you checking it meal times or is the porcelain throne thinking it?
Is it both?
Okay.
It's. As much as I say it's a vortex to these young kids, it's a vortex to me because I was just like,
can't look away.
There's going to be 10, 12,000 kids in there, maybe even 20, and there ain't nowhere to go. Well, why would you go in there? Who's telling you? But now, when you look at the vortex, obviously we have some former Husker news. Nate Borkature went in the portal, is committed, and obviously he's going to be, I'm sure he signed or will sign with Texas A&M. Good opportunity for Nate, you know, from Aurora, kind of came in. One of the guys that I would say coming out of high school needed to develop, need to get on the field, right? Not just in the weight room, but you want to develop the skill on the field in some sort of competition. He was able to take the lessons he learned through practice and obviously hard work and dedication and able to have an opportunity down there at Texas A&M. So you wish him the best, and I hope he does well because he's still a Husker and represent as much as possible. But on the flip side, Nebraska was able to address a position of need, and it was able to get a commit from University of Cal receiver, a freshman, which is good because ideally he has at least, you know, 2 years of eligibility left. Very productive player, 45 catches, 583 yards, 5 touchdowns, big receiver, 6'2", 210. So he fits right into the Big Ten model to go with some of the guys they have present on the roster. So that's a good day. You know, obviously you lose one, then you gain one, and then you got to continue along to do it the next 72 to 96 hours with the dead period on the lurk, and then get ready for bowl prep.
Yeah, he's an interesting specimen. When you look at him move immediately, and I'm always careful about the comps, right?
Yeah.
But it's okay when I look at a player, a new player in a new situation, one, what routes are they running? Where are they having success? What level of competition are they playing against? And then for him, if you removed the color of the uniform, what do you see? Right?
Yeah.
Not that he's a Cal guy, but the Cal guy tells you something, right? Mm-hmm. Academically, where he falls in the range, his ability to process, be disciplined off the field, all those things. And yeah, he competed as a freshman. right? And then if you look at him as a route runner, immediately I said Samori Toure.
Yeah, he's very, you know.
I immediately went, oh, he's going to be the consistent playmaker. Listen, there are nights where he's just going to blow up off the chart, and then there are nights you're going to go, where you at, dude? But he does the base things well often.
Yeah, I mean, he's a true freshman. We're talking about an Isaiah Hunter, 6'2", 210. I mean, just on how he looks. And obviously, yeah, he definitely can. In recent history, that's what everybody tries to do and go Samori Toure. So there is some comparison there. And he's a significantly bigger than him,
mm-hmm.
than Samori Toure. And he's faster. So
how much faster is he? Like when you watch his film.
Yeah. Well, he's a big 6'2", 210. He's a powerful speed guy. Samori, he looks fast just because he's a little bit thinner. He runs pretty good routes for a young player. Obviously, he was coached very well in high school, and obviously coached, you know, at some level pretty good in college. I like it because he tracks the ball pretty good. Obviously, yeah. He got some things he needs to get better at, but I think when you break the huddle, not only he fits the script of what it should look like in the big, you know, in the Big Ten, but he also plays big, and that's what you want. So it's good. I mean, you got to address some needs. That's what the transfer portal is there for. And you want to see growth with him. I mean, I think he's a kid that's going to continue to get better. And you're getting him in my opinion, a really good time because he has some years left to continue to produce, but then also, he has instant production. So you kind of can, I would say it's tangible. You can push play on YouTube or Google and you see pretty good, you know, production, and that's what you want.
But have we gotten to the point in the transfer portal where we ask the question, why is he leaving?
No.
Right.
That's the easy thing to do.
Well, I mean, wouldn't that be helpful to know before you,
I mean, you're going to ask him. Sure.
Right, like you want to like check the Carfax. Like,
right.
You can tell me you have 10,000 miles on you, but what 10,000 miles is it?
Sure. Right,
tell me what I need to know, because there's a reason why you're on the market. So let me know that. And it can just be, you know what, being academic at Cal Berkeley is really hard, and I would much rather do what I'm doing and not bang my head against the wall from quantum physics. So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you always want to, you know, try to ask and stuff like that. But this right here is, you know, you're going to do your own background check. They're doing a background check on you. And sometimes, you know, you're going from Cal to Nebraska. So you're looking for an opportunity, and it could be, you know, it's also a thing of, you know, to be honest with you, if you got to get out there in this NIL landscape right now before, you know, the revenue sharing comes, because this is it's kind of like the rookie contracts where guys will get drafted as a rookie and they automatically became the highest paid player. This is the opportunity to really get in where you fit in and get the last, you know, big piece of the pie before you get some sort of regulation. So there's a lot of different factors.
Funny. You're funny.
What?
You can't be the last dude at the club.
No, that doesn't have anything to do with it. I mean, this is, once they go to revenue sharing, the NIL landscape inside the, you know, the football program changes. So now it's still a free for all. So it might not be that he had a bad time or had a bad reason to leave. You got to take advantage of that opportunity, and especially you can get on a bigger stage, obviously with Nebraska versus Cal. And so you got to get out there and take advantage of it. And then you got to go out there and produce. And so, you know, that revenue sharing is going to change a lot of things, because they're, you know, as everybody's probably taken care of right now in some form or fashion, I can't speak for Nebraska. I'm just assuming probably NIL is probably taking care of guys, you know, top to bottom. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I guess let's just say scholarship guys, that's going to go away because you have to share revenue with Lady Husker volleyball, Lady Husker basketball, Lady Husker men's basketball, baseball, softball, all that, as we talked about yesterday with Texas Tech. So therefore, if you might not want to leave, but hey, Chuck Foreman said, listen, hey, dude, this is the last time, you know, you better get in where you fit in, and there's other good options for you. And plus, the attraction to play with Dylan and all that in a bigger stage probably helps out as well.
I ask Strick this. Are you guys surprised that Isaiah Hunter is Nebraska's first portal commit on the offensive side of the ball with the Dylan Raiola effect and with the Dana Holgorsen effect?
Nothing surprises me.
No. Why would, I mean, what does that matter?
Nothing surprises me.
Like that wouldn't, that wouldn't make a difference to me. These dudes are out there. First of all, you out there, you are the first thing you're talking about. Where's my check? Homeboy from Ole Miss that went to Texas Tech, he said he didn't even care where it's at. Because I could tell you, if you talk to dudes that play at Ole Miss from back in the day, they would never play at Texas Tech. Never.
So then are Husker fans overrating the Dylan Raiola and Dana Holgorsen effect, or is it actually real?
No,
it's real, but it can't be like...
And they're separate, though.
It's two separate things.
It's playing with Dylan and what he does for you and what it would be like, and then playing for Holgorsen. Those are two entirely different worlds. Those are two entirely different conversations, right? And the other part for me, at least for me, is if you're trying to get better and you want better receivers to come to Nebraska and play for Dylan, it's nice that the first one is a bowl, just off a bowl game, right? They've had a winning season, so okay. But if I'm really trying to get better, Jay, I'm looking at the people who are playing next week and the week after that. I need the third or fourth receiver or maybe the number two receiver from a team that's playing in a big New Year's Day bowl, right?
Yeah, I mean, you got to know what you want.
Yeah.
I don't think the timing of it, dude. I mean, it's appealing to play with a five-star quarterback and a guy that knows how to call plays and has been very productive. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But everybody is options out there. You're going to see where the options are at. And I think the biggest thing you have to do, like in this landscape, is one, be somewhat patient. You got to be smart, but you can't be impulsive. And you want guys that want to play here and that want to play football, and you got to do some digging in that. And you got to make sure that when you're there and the connection is right, you got to do what you got to do. And sometimes, you know, and I see this a lot of time in basketball. You pick up a kid that was on a so-called gold level team and you get him there and he's no different than the dude you got. So you got to make sure that what you want and what you need is what you get, you know, but you're never going to know, but you know, you got to pick what you like and then everybody's got to gel together.
Do you want somebody to invest in you or do you want somebody to pay for you? Like there's a huge difference between going for money and just saying, okay, I'm going to put myself on eBay and the whatever the highest bid is what I'm going to get. Or you setting a value and saying, buy me now. Here's what it costs. And you get everything when we get into it. We're committing to each other. The bid is kind of like, I want to lowball you and I want to negotiate and go back and forth and I'll get what I can get. Those are two totally different athletes.
Yeah.
Like we know the different scenarios and they're different programs because there are programs that are like, we're Amazon. Here's what you're worth. Here's what it costs. Here's what you get when we get it. You have to know that none of these transfer portal situations or the programs that are involved in it are the same.
No, it's a case-by-case basis. You never know what these kids are thinking. You never know what another school is going to do. You got to do what you got to do, and it'll work itself out. The great thing about it is there's going to be a ton of options. The bad thing about it is there's a ton of options.
Right.
And there is no guarantee. You could take a kid, man. You could take this. Okay, we'll just go Eric Singleton Jr., right? He's a very productive player at Georgia Tech. You saw him live on stage over there in Ireland against Florida State. He did work all year, all right? He's the number three rated guy here. He could go to Auburn and get distracted, not fit into the system, not fit into the locker room, and just not work. And that from Atlanta to Auburn, Alabama is not that far. So it's just kind of it's a crapshoot, but it's not. And you got to make sure that, you know, the two things are done. And the biggest thing for these players, yes, you got NIL is at the forefront because they view what NIL is, what they're going to do. Where you need to change your mindset is the NIL is going to be there, but you can't say you are entitled to play me because you're paying me because you're getting paid anyways. If you weren't getting paid, that's another story. You're getting paid. Now, it's got to be relative, all things equal. But if you think that you can go and you're going to be entitled to play and you're not producing, that's not going to happen.
Well, I mean, everything's a one-year deal now, and we understand that. But on the same side, we have to remember that Nebraska's financial ledger doesn't look like everybody else's, right? If you're talking about revenue share, you're talking about revenue share. Nebraska's at the top of the pool when it comes to revenue each year for the entirety of its athletic program.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we're talking about, listen, if you're talking about sharing money with the volleyball team in a place that can pack 92,000 into a stadium and sell out volleyball and wrestling and you don't take money from the university for your flagship program, and you're laying in anywhere between five figures and six figures of millions of dollars in your revenue pool sitting at your bottom line. So Nebraska's, when we talk about transfer portal and revenue sharing, we got to talk about Nebraska differently than we talk about everybody else.
Yeah, and you got to make sure. But it's not different in the sense of that $20.5 million is just flat everybody else. So you, like we talked about with Texas Tech, right? They're good. I would assume just by Texas Tech, they're not a football powerhouse. I would assume that they were more baseball and basketball. You know, just basketball just down there in Texas. Well, the way that their athletic director had put his out, it's big and heavy into football. Then it kind of stair step from there. And there's some teams that are going to get minimal as far as in the revenue sharing outside of the scholarship. So depends on where you're at, what your like flagship program or programs. And we had another example. When you go to Connecticut, it's a fight between Geno and Hurley. Is it historical dominance for Geno, right? Or is it recent in the men's and women basketball? Because you can't tell me Jim Mora and the football team is going to be first in line out of that $20.5 million. It's just not going to happen. So it kind of...
Well, the numbers matter, right? That 15 players and 10 coaches and staff is... 15 players is different than 105. Like, we have to talk about each thing in its business and its location. And remember that, you know, doing business in downtown Lincoln is different than doing business on 48th Street. Yeah. We have to talk about things in specific.
Yeah, I mean, it is different. And you know what will happen is up there in stores, even though you only have 15 players on each team, men and women basketball, they ain't spending a whole bunch of money on that football team. So you're going to have some in reserves, or they won't have to raise as much, or it'll go somewhere else. That's where really, if you're out there in this NIL landscape and what's coming next year versus now, that's why you get some guys and a great player like a young player like Hunter with a lot of potential, and Nebraska is able to land them. But we'll take a quick break, come back, put a bow on this bad boy. It's quick, 2 hours here. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
League One Volleyball is coming to Omaha this January. Featuring Olympic medalist Jordan Larson and Justine Wong-Arantes, Love Omaha Volleyball is Omaha's newest pro team. The inaugural season will showcase some of the world's best volleyball players, from medalists to NCAA champions and international superstars. With the action kicking off on January 24th at the Liberty First Credit Union Arena. Visit LOVB.com for more information and to purchase tickets. Volleyball is the next major league.
Step into healing at Prairie Orthopedic and Plastic Surgery. Our team of top-notch medical professionals turns pain into progress with state-of-the-art treatments and compassionate care. Visit PrairieOrtho.com and discover the difference in quality orthopedic and plastic surgery services tailored to your unique needs. Your health matters, and Prairie Orthopedic and Plastic Surgery is dedicated to helping you thrive. Reach your full potential. Embrace a better tomorrow with Prairie Orthopedic and Plastic Surgery.
When your home fills up with family, Aloe Fiber makes sure that space is a happy place for everyone. Aloe Fiber experts install it all, and full service means step-by-step support, guiding you through everything so you can stay connected to what matters, and the family can always feel at home. Put the game on, and don't worry about your Wi-Fi calling a timeout. Better TV and internet service is one connection away. Call Aloe at 866-481-2556 or visit alofiber.com.
Are you ready for a new opportunity? Check out Sandhills Global. Join a dynamic team where your skills are valued and your career can soar. We offer full-time positions with a 4.5-day work week, competitive pay, excellent benefits, and a positive work environment. From IT and marketing to sales and finance, we're looking for talented individuals just like you. Apply today at sandhills.jobs and take the first step towards an exciting future. That's sandhills.jobs. Don't wait. Apply now.
Empower a child today with the Teammates Mentoring Program. Hope is only a conversation away when you choose to share your talent, time, and heart with a child. Together, you can build a relationship based on strengths and chart a brighter future one week at a time. Find out how you can be a mentor by visiting LincolnTeammates.org. Become what you needed as a kid by joining the Teammates Mentoring Program today.
Discover the difference that expertise and experience can make in your real estate journey with Next Ag Appraisal and Realty. Whether you need an appraisal, sales, or farm management, Next Ag comes up with a solution with your legacy and goals in mind. Next Ag isn't just their name, it's your future. So why wait? Visit their website today at www.nextagrealestate.com or give them a call at 402-380-0432 and turn your dreams into reality. Your land, your legacy, their solution. Next Ag Appraisal and Realty.
Load up on meat and more this winter at the Mercato by Certified Piedmontese. This week's special through December 31st is 30% off on Smithy Pans. The Mercato is closed on Christmas Day and New Year's Day and wishes you and yours a very happy holidays. Locations at 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, and now 85th and Old Cheney in Lincoln, or 168th and Maple in Omaha. Get to the Mercado today for the best meat in town.
If you're sick of catering from the same places every month, it's time to switch things up. Mulberry Barbecue is perfect for business lunches and dinners, family gatherings, holiday parties, wedding receptions, rehearsal dinners, and so much more. Delivery and full service options are available, and they can cater for anything from 10 people to 500 people. Call them at 402-937-7114 to look at their menu options and get your catering booked today. Mulberry Barbecue, located at 11th and Cornhusker Highway.
Your home is your empire. Protect it with Empire Fence. Get a free instant quote with the online estimating tool at empire-fence.com. See an upfront estimate with no hidden fees. An Empire Fence can provide privacy and improve the appearance of your home. Keep kids and pets in or out of your yard. Increase security and add value to your property. Visit empire-fence.com now to view the stylish and maintenance-free possibilities for your home and get a free instant online quote. Let Empire Fence protect your empire.
Looking for a last-minute Christmas gift for the Husker fan in the family? Look no further. Share the Husker spirit by purchasing a women's basketball starting five mini plan today for just $65. The plan includes reserved seats for five home Big Ten matches for just $65. The Big Ten schedule is packed, with the Huskers hosting seven contests against 2024 postseason qualifiers. Help us show the Big Ten what Husker Nation is all about by purchasing your starting five mini plan today. Don't wait. Head over to Huskers.com/tickets and secure your seat. Go Big Red.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, DP Austin. Good 2 hours once again. Big shout out to Kevin Meyer, Meyer Cork and Bottle, 13th and South. Shout out to our own Rico down there in Louisville. Checking in with us, giving us some inside scoop information and the vibe.
Pitt's off to an early first set lead. It's 2016 first set.
Yeah, Pitt is, I mean, they are impressive. Got a couple minutes. Obviously, dive into the Lady Huskers. Obviously, that's the most important match to us. They're going against those Penn State Nittany Lions with a couple former Huskers, so forth and so on. Only got to see them once during the year. Both teams obviously playing well, be able to get through. We know we're probably obviously predicting Nebraska's all going to win, or we're all predicting Nebraska's going to win. But the bigger question, real short, Austin and DP, how do you think they have to win? Or what do you think they need to do to win?
I think rotation is their difference maker.
Right.
If their substitutions are on par, and then you know, John Cook will say service.
Yeah.
If they serve at a high level, last year's semifinal, they served at a high level, ran Pitt out the building.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how it works. With Penn State, it's the same thing. Free points mattered in their previous matchup. And then rotation and getting matchups at the net.
Yeah.
Yeah, be you. Be who you are, right? Nebraska's built differently than all of these teams, right? It's defense, defense, defense for Nebraska. And the Nebraska defense might be the most elite side of the net for any of these single teams, but it's the exception that proves the rule in college volleyball now. An offensive game, an athletic game, but it's who Nebraska is, and it's who Nebraska's always been. I think if you look at these teams too, you can go back to a little bit of history as well, right? Maybe there's more star power on the outside swinging offensively for these teams. So you can, you know, maybe more rely on their outside hitters consistently, at least on the outside. But Nebraska has the brand. They have the tradition. They've, you know, tied for the conference lead in the toughest conference in college volleyball. So be you. Yeah. Nebraska needs to just, like everything, it comes down to stay in system, serve and receive, the two favorite words that John Cook would ever point out in a dictionary. Just be Nebraska, right? Nebraska's never the underdog. Nebraska is never the underdog in volleyball. They're all shooting for Nebraska, minding their own business, thinking about themselves, how they win. But I'm sure if you ask deep down, all of these teams want their crack at Nebraska.
Yeah, and they know each other. They know,
they know each other. And I mean, it's I think the one thing that you take from the first match and then moving forward is Nebraska obviously defensively needs to be who they've always been. But I think offensively, if you watch the Creighton game, you can attack certain parts of Penn State. I was very surprised with the ease of Creighton. Creighton just didn't have the experience. There's always like a small part in championship type of matches or sports or games or matches or whatever you want to call them that you got to really take the step forward every time. Creighton had them, but they didn't take that extra step. They kind of, I call it clock watching. Oh, we're up 22-18. Oh, you know, we'll kind of like coast into three. That's when you get really go a little bit fast forward. I think Nebraska has that. I think the biggest thing to look for is when Penn State tries to come back, which they've, when they had to do against Creighton, they attacked the middle. There's their second level. That's where they try to get their offense going.
The, like the volleyball heart. Heads will say this is two games tonight that get to 22 all. And then whoever finishes those final 3 points in each of those sets. And then you mentioned Creighton, Jay Foreman. I pay tribute to home today. I broke out after their successful butt whooping of Creighton last
Hoyas,
night.
Yeah.
I broke out the Hoyas.
Hoya paranoia was up there at McDermott, man. Dang. Yeah. I mean, 20.
Two dozen.
Yeah. Woo! Take that with you. Take that with you, sweater vest. Anyways, Jay Foreman, DP Austin. Make sure you guys, as we sign off, cheer on the Husker ladies tonight. And obviously, enjoy the volleyball. But if not, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
This is Lincoln's home for sports talk on the FM dial. Also online at theticketfm.com.
On the internet.
KNTK FM Firth, 93.7 The Ticket.
Load up on meat and more this winter at the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. This week's special through December 31st is 30% off on Smithy Pans. The Mercado is closed on Christmas Day and New Year's Day and wishes you and yours a very happy holidays. Locations at 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, and now 85th and Old Cheney in Lincoln, or 168th and Maple in Omaha. Get to the Mercado today for the best meat in town.
Discover the difference that expertise and experience can make in your real estate journey with Next Ag Appraisal and Realty. Whether you need an appraisal, sales, or farm management, Next Ag comes up with a solution with your legacy and goals in mind. Next Ag isn't just their name, it's your future. So why wait? Visit their website today at www.nextagrealestate.com or give them a call at 402-380-0432 and turn your dreams into reality. Your land, your legacy, their solution. Next Ag Appraisal and Realty.
Are you ready for a new opportunity? Check out Sandhills Global. Join a dynamic team where your skills are valued and your career can soar. We offer full-time positions with a 4.5-day work week, competitive pay, excellent benefits, and a positive work environment. From IT and marketing to sales and finance, we're looking for talented individuals just like you. Apply today at sandhills.jobs and take the first step towards an exciting future. That's sandhills.jobs. Don't wait. Apply now.
Hey everyone, Lance here with Black Label. We specialize in creating custom crafted decks, pergolas, patio covers, and more. Plus, our retractable screens, gazebos, and patio enclosures create the ultimate outdoor retreat. With over 50 years of combined experience, we're not just builders, we're creators of unforgettable memories.
Call them today at 402-730-6333 or visit blacklabelbuilt.com for a free consultation.
Let's turn your backyard dreams into reality.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.